Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's right. It's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. While Raven's out, I'll have a different guest host every day. Joining me today, Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim. So, Joe, how this works is this is, you basically fill in the blanks. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. And I know. I would think as the mayor, though, you're so nice, you wouldn't want to make observations like that.
And people are people. And sometimes they just, right?
I mean,
it's just like, wait a minute. That's all I need to know about you.
You don't got to tell me. I understand that 100%. Yeah. I've noticed that I have a lot of my single friends right now that are so upset that tomorrow is Valentine's Day that they continuously are right swiping on everybody, no matter who they are, no matter whether or not they're a match. And they've also reached out to several exes just to see if anybody's around to take them out tomorrow.
Wow.
If you're that upset about Valentine's Day tomorrow that you'll go out with an ex that it took you 7 years to get them out of your life, that's all I need to know about you.
I have a brother who used to break up just before Valentine's Day, so you didn't have to take him out to dinner or spend any money.
Joe.
I can't tell you which one now. I got four brothers.
I don't know if that's an effective strategy.
Well, he's doing it Christmas time, too, you know. Buy the presents and all that.
If you break up with your girlfriend 2 days before Valentine's Day, just so you don't have to get her a gift, that's all I need
Save
to know about
bucks,
you.
Save $100, you know
what
I mean?
Exactly. What do you have this morning?
Well, you know, how about with the Olympics? Mm-hmm. These people that brag, like, oh, that's not too hard. I could do that.
Right.
I mean, that's all. If you think that is something that you could even just jump into or is easy, that's all I need to know about you.
Absolutely. I keep saying that for all these people that keep bragging, like, I could do the curling. I could do the figure skating.
I could ski down that slope, fly in the air for 200 feet and land on my skis, not on my head.
Right.
Yeah, I could do that's all I need to know about you.
What I wish they would do is just take somebody out of the crowd. Right?
Say, come on, yeah. Okay, wise guy.
Let them go first. Let them go first. And like, so you have like a, you can measure where they go from there, you know?
And have the ambulance ready.
Yeah, absolutely. Producer Christian, what do you have for us this morning?
Office kleptos. Anybody that decides to take food out of the fridge, even though it's clearly labeled mine, it has my name on it, and somebody decides to make it their own lunch.
Mm-hmm.
That is all I need to know about you. I hope it tasted good.
What did you bring in?
I had a sandwich.
What kind of sandwich?
It was a ham and cheese sandwich. I wasn't proud of it, but it was mine.
And somebody took it.
Like, it's gone.
I don't understand.
I was hungry, man.
If it's you, it's okay.
He's a guest, Christian. Ganim wants to eat your sandwich, what are we going to do?
For the chicken.
He's the mayor.
What was it, chicken?
You're looking for my chicken cutlet.
Chicken cutlet.
I get it. That's all I need to know about you, Ganim. Yeah.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.